We really appreciate the singing we've heard tonight. And surely God has been with us. And already we have heard much of what the Lord can do and is doing and will do for those who trust Him. If I might say in my good Ulster brogue, we're very glad to see you all here tonight and to see such a good congregation. We welcome each one sincerely, and we trust that you're enjoying the blessing of God already, and we trust that you will continue to open your heart to the blessing of the Lord in this service. Just one verse of scripture I want to read tonight. It's Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I want us to consider for just briefly the last part of that verse. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The unsaved and ungodly are ever seeking after joy, but they do not find it. They busy and weary themselves in pursuit of it, yet it is all in vain. Their hearts being turned from the Lord, they look downward for it. They look away in the wrong direction for the joy that brings satisfaction and lasts. They reject the real thing to run after what is only shallow and what will only mock them. It is the sovereign decree of heaven that nothing can make sinners happy, nothing can make sinners joyful, only God in Christ. This heart of ours, as someone has said, God has made it too large for this world to satisfy. And therefore, nothing in this world can lastingly satisfy the longings of the human heart. It will only find its joy and fulfillment in Christ Jesus. And in our text tonight, we have this wonderful phrase, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Perhaps even some of God's people count it something not to be their experience to have joy. But the Lord wants us tonight to be filled with joy, to have His joy in our hearts, so that we might exhibit and show forth to others that joy that He has placed in our very souls. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's good to hear our brethren and sisters sing and rejoice in the Lord. And surely it's good tonight for all of us to have that experience of salvation in our heart, so that we can together have the joy of the Lord as our strength. There's a verse which I have jotted down, and I want to read this verse to you. It says these words, The sorrows of the mind be banished from this place. Religion never was designed to make our pleasures less. The sentiment of this poem is as scriptural as it is pleasing to our hearts and to our eyes and to our ears. The Christian has every reason to be cheerful and to be joyful. And I trust tonight that we're all in this service believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, that we just don't have a head knowledge about the Lord. We don't give mental assent to the things that are taught concerning Him, but that we all have a heart experience and have received Christ Jesus the Lord, and we're trusting in the finished work of Calvary, that you know Him tonight as your Savior, as your Deliverer, and as your Lord. And it's the joy of the Lord that is your strength. Surely the Christian's heavenly calling entitles him to experience joy, entitles him to have this overwhelming and overflowing experience of joy in his soul. The Bible says it is joy unspeakable, and it is full of glory. And so tonight, as we look at this short text of Scripture, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I trust that the Lord Himself will make it a real blessing to our hearts. Christian joy, then, is our subject for just a brief period, for a few moments this evening. Let us define what its nature really is. What is the nature of this joy? It's the Christian's joy. Someone of the old Puritans defined this joy like this. They said, joy is a passion of the mind which produces gladness and rejoicing. Christian joy is a spiritual elevation of soul. Now tell me, tonight in this service, have you got this joy in your heart? Is the joy of the Lord your strength? Of course, this joy is founded in spiritual knowledge. It's founded in the knowledge of self, knowing ourselves. And when you know yourself, then that's the first step to having real joy. If you don't know yourself tonight as a sinner, a man or a woman walking the broad road that leads to darkness, destruction, and hell, then you don't know yourself. Because when you get a knowledge of yourself, you'll realize that you're a lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinner. And you merit nothing but the wrath, condemnation, and judgment of Almighty God. And so tonight I stand naturally in the sight of God as a sinner, deserving His punishment, deserving condemnation. And so this joy that we are talking about tonight comes from a knowledge. First of all, a knowledge of self. Have you learned tonight that you're a sinner, and that you need a Savior, and that nothing in the world can satisfy you, and that nothing can save you apart from the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? And of course, we need a knowledge, a saving, experimental knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Like Philip then, he found Nathanael, he said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth. Have you found him? Is he yours tonight? Have you found the Lord Jesus? Oh yes, you've learned yourself to be a sinner. But have you learned that Jesus Christ is the only Savior? You've put your trust in him, and you've yielded yourself entirely and completely upon the Lord Jesus, and he is your Savior. The disciples did that when the Lord Jesus Christ called them. We're told that they got up and they followed him, and they became his disciples, his followers. May it be that everyone in this service this evening will be a disciple and a follower of the Lord Jesus, experiencing the joy of the Lord. The disciples were glad, we read in John chapter 20 and verse 20, they were glad when they saw the Lord. They were his followers, all right. They had decided to leave all behind and to go after the Lord Jesus Christ and to trust him. But now we find that the crucifixion is past. The resurrection has taken place. And the Lord Jesus Christ is not with them now. And they're down at the side of the sea, and Peter says, I go a-fishing. And the other disciples decide that they'll go with him. They were so downcast, depressed, and disillusioned. And when they were come back to shore again, They saw somebody. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says when they saw the Lord, they were glad. May it be that you'll see the Lord tonight. You'll see Him as your sin bearer, your Savior, your guide, your help, the one who will encourage you when it is needed. And may you be glad as you focus your attention and gaze upon the Lord. May it be that God will remove every obstacle, every other thing that would be clouding our minds at this moment in time, that we may gaze upon the Lord and be glad. Christian, you gaze upon Him tonight. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. The things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. The disciples had been frightened. They'd been despondent and terrified. But the sight of the Savior gladdened their hearts. Is there someone here tonight you've come to this service, perhaps frightened, despondent, cast down, dispirited? Oh, may the sight of the Savior gladden your heart. May the uplifted Christ of Calvary fill your soul with joy. Lift the burden and give to you the peace and the gladness of the Lord. Christian joy is the result of faith. It is the result of faith. The psalmist had that experience when he said in Psalm 40, He took me from the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my going and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Oh, by faith he trusted God and he received that song, new song. May that song be in your soul tonight. May that song be ours. May we say with one of old, and rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Christian joy is sanctifying in its nature. Oh, it's not something that is unholy. It's not filthy. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It's a purifying, sanctifying joy. And this joy is not of the worldling type. It's not of the selfish type. It doesn't ebb and flow like the man of the world. His circumstances determine the amount of his joy. Mind, we have got the joy of the Lord, regardless of our circumstances, that joy will still remain deep-rooted and deeply seated in our heart. Oh, it's the joy of the Lord. Let us have this joy tonight. This purifying, sanctifying joy that continues to make us holy and more like the Lord Jesus. It is enduring also in its character. It may not always endure in the same degree of freshness to us and in fullness to us, but it may occasionally be interrupted and become clouded. But the principle endures. The source and the medium and the occasion of joy always remain. It is joy no enemy can give us. It is joy that no enemy can take from us or destroy. Sickness does not impair this joy. Death does not annihilate this joy. As somebody said, it buds in the grave and it blossoms in eternity. Oh, it's the joy of the Christian. What a wonderful joy. Have you got this joy? It only comes to us through the personal knowledge of sins forgiven and of having received Christ as your Savior and Lord. Christian, are you enjoying this joy tonight? Rejoice evermore, says Paul. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let us as believers tonight, let this joy blossom forth in our lives, so that we might exhibit the joy of the Lord, and those whom we come in contact may recognize it to be the joy of the Lord. Let us just for a moment or two describe some of its peculiar characteristics. It is the joy of the Lord, the text tells us. The joy of the Lord, and as such, it is joy to which He calls us. rejoice in the Lord. Light is sown for the righteous and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. The psalmist said, rejoice always, and again I say rejoice. Of course the Lord calls us to this rejoicing. He calls us because it is the joy of the Lord. It's His joy. It is joy which He imparts to us. He calls us to it, that He may impart it to us. Oh, may let God impart that joy to your soul tonight. That joy that He wants us to have. It is He who calls us to repentance, and it's He who gives it to us. It is the Lord who calls us to peace, and it's the Lord who bestows peace upon us. It's the Lord who calls us to holiness, and it's the Lord who imparts holiness to our lives. It's the Lord who calls us to this joy. It's His joy. He wants us to have His joy in us. And Jesus said He prayed that His joy might remain in us and that it might be full. It is the fruit of the Spirit. Isn't that one of the fruits of the Spirit we read of in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, and other things besides. Oh, may we exhibit the joy of the Lord. God wants His children to be a joyful people. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. Let us exhibit these fruits in our lives day by day. It is joy which we have in Him. Not only from Him, but in Him. We also joy in God, said the Apostle Paul, writing under divine inspiration. We also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 11. And the psalmist could say, I will go unto God my exceeding joy. So it's joy which we have in Him, not joy in the world, not joy in circumstances, but joy in the Lord. The Christian has joy in the Lord, in His very name. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. The very name of the Lord brings joy to the Christian. He rejoices and has joy in the perfections of His deity and glory. My, what a glorious God we have. In the providence of His divine grace. In His bountiful supply for every need. My, we have much cause to rejoice in the Lord. He's a never-failing friend. He's a God who is continually disposed towards us for good. And the goodness of the Lord is something that we have cause to rejoice in. Again the psalmist said, whom have I in heaven but Thee? There is none on earth that I desire beside Thee. Is that the experience and testimony of our hearts this evening? Whom have I in heaven but Thee, O Lord? There is none upon the earth that I desire beside Thee. It is joy resembling His joy. God's peace is given to the Christian believer, and to those who trust Him, because the Lord Jesus Christ says, these things have I spoken, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. It is God's nature imparted to us that makes us holy, and so it is His joy imparted to us that causes us to rejoice. Christian, is the joy of the Lord your strength? Let the joy of the Lord tonight become your strength. Because last of all, we want to notice its important influence. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. It is your strength. It is our strength. As health is a source of strength to the body, so joy is a source of strength to the soul. You ever meet a joyful Christian? My, it's good to meet a joyful Christian. My, it helps your own soul. It lifts you up when you're down in the dumps. And so the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let that joy tonight be your strength. It gives vigor to the soul, and it even activates the powers of the mind. It places the believer on a high vantage ground where he can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The joy of the Lord is the Christian's strength. May we have this great influence upon us tonight, because having the joy of the Lord, it will be our strength. Our strength to do our duty. In all our duties, how easy to the rejoicing Christian is every command of God. How easy it is to obey the commands of God when we're rejoicing in His will, rejoicing in His nearness, in His presence, and in the blessing of the Lord. He runs with pleasure to do God's will, who rejoices in the Lord. But how often we meet Christians sometimes who grudgingly serve the Lord. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is not their strength. He feels, the person who has the joy of the Lord feels that his yoke is easy. Yes, the Lord's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Isn't that what Jesus said? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is his strength. He will be his strength in his difficulties as well as his duties. Crosses will be cheerfully taken up and carried. Mountains will be removed. Enemies will be overcome. The joyful Christian can do all things through Christ, who strengthens him. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is his strength. Are you bearing some cross or burden today? Oh, let us bear it joyfully. Make the joy of the Lord to be your strength, to give you grit and backbone, as it were, to help us to carry the burdens joyfully for the Lord. The joy of the Lord is the Christian's strength, not only in his duties and in his difficulties, but also in his sufferings. He rejoices because though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day by the Spirit of the Lord. Joy prevents despondency. And praise God, we can have that joy in our souls tonight. Romans chapter 8, we're told that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us hereafter. Oh, consider this world of suffering, this world of agony, all the burdens and perplexities and trials of life. Are not worthy when you compare it to the glory to follow. Not worthy to be compared. My, there is a great crown of righteousness laid up for each one who loves the Lord. Those who are going through with Him and those who follow Him closely day by day. Thank God there's a great reward in heaven. The joy of the Lord is the Christian's strength, not only in his duties and in his difficulties and in his sufferings, but it is his joy in death as well. He feels that to live, like the Apostle Paul, is Christ. But to die is gain. When all is breaking up round about him, the joy of the Lord will be his strength. No support like this, is there? No support like the joy of the Lord, like the strength the Lord gives. Friends cannot give it. Riches cannot give it. Honor and prestige cannot give it. Fame and popularity will never bring it. But thank God the Lord can bring it. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength tonight, so that when we're called upon to pass through the valley of the shadow, we'll feel that Christ the Lord is our strength. His joy will be there to support us, to cheer us even in the darkest hour. Thank God we can say with the words of the hymn writer, there's a light in the valley of death now for me, since Jesus came into my heart. The gates of that city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart. I trust you have invited him into your heart, that you know something of the joy of the Lord. As a result of sins forgiven and peace with God, and you have that joy in life. You'll have it in death. And when flesh and heart fail, God is the strength of your life. And he will be your portion forever. May the Lord bless his word tonight to every heart. Make us hungry after himself, longing to know the joys of that wonderful experience of walking close to him. Like Nehemiah will be able to say, The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.